It's hard to beat a call to worship from Psalm 100. That's really something. Okay, I'm going to be reading from Matthew chapter 5, the first part of it. The Beatitudes is known as. And here we go. Matthew chapter 5, verse 1. And seeing the multitude, he went up on a mountain, and when he was seated, his disciples came to him. Then he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall receive mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. Blessed are those who are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when you are reviled and when they revile and persecute you and say all kinds of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for great is your reward in heaven, for so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. And the one thing I want to point out is in verse 8, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. I think one of the best examples of that is Nathanael. Jesus calls him out, behold, an Israelite indeed, in whom is no guile. And then he is the first one to say he recognized God. He didn't just say, you're the Messiah. He recognized that he was God. So let's have a good day of worship and let me pray. Heavenly Father, we ask that you would bless our time together, that you would bless this service and help it to be right in the palm of your hand, and that your care and mercy would be upon us. And thank you for the people who are visiting. We ask that you would bless them and help them to enjoy the service, and that it would be pleasing to you most of all, Lord Jesus. And it's in your name we pray. Amen.